Reading on page 43. Contrast. Contrast refers to the lightness and darkness of the text relative to the background of the page on which it is printed. Oscar's contrast setting allows you to adjust the scanner for a document with exceptionally faint or dark type or with a colored background. The default setting is automatic. If your scanner supports automatic contrast detection, HP ScanJet Plus 2P and 2C support automatic contrast detection, Oscar will try to adjust the contrast for the clearest scanning of a page. The other settings choices are normal, 128, use the normal setting if the text is clear and dark on a white background. The number 128 refers to the contrast value. See the number setting below for further explanation. Dark paper, 160, the number 160 refers to the contrast value. See the number setting below for further explanation. Use this setting if the paper has a colored background. This setting is also useful if Oscar reads two letters as one. Oscar will still have trouble with letters that touch each other. Characters that touch are very difficult for any system to recognize. Light text, 96. The number 96 refers to the contrast value. See the number setting below for further explanation. Use this setting if the text is faint or uses a narrow font. This setting is also useful if Oscar breaks one letter into two letters. Numbers. The number values range from 1 to 255 in increments of 16. You can use the space bar or the left and right arrow keys to scroll through the values. The numbers 0, 1, and 2 can also be used to cycle through ranges of values between 0 to 99, 100 to 199, and 200 to 255, respectively. The numbers refer to contrast values. Use any of these settings when the normal, dark paper, and light text settings won't work. The lower numbers are for faint or thin text, and the higher values are for thick or bolded text or text on a dark background. For example, if you set the contrast to the dark paper setting and Oscar still reads two characters as one, you can use a number setting higher than 160, the number value that corresponds to the dark paper setting. The same is true for faint text. If Oscar can't recognize text when you set the contrast to light text, you can use a value lower than 96. Text type. Text type refers to the way your document has been printed. Oscar has two options for this setting, normal or dot matrix, reading on page 44. Normal. Choose normal if your document has been typeset, printed on a laser or daisy wheel printer, or is a magazine or newspaper page. Typically, these documents are proportionally spaced. That is, the width of characters may vary so that M's are wider than F's. Dot matrix. Choose dot matrix if the type is dot matrix or the document is typed. These documents are monospaced, each character having the same width. Most typewritten pages read as well on normal as on dot matrix, but it's important to use this setting when you're reading draft quality dot matrix. The setting is also useful if Oscar breaks one letter into two. Unrecognized text marker. You can select a character that Oscar puts in front of letters it is unsure of. This setting also affects the same option in the convert menu. The choices for this menu are none, tilde, asterisk, and each sign. The default setting is none. Add to current document. You can choose to have Oscar add text to the last scanned or viewed document when you select yes. To add text to an old document from the files menu, select view scanned document, then load the old document. Then set add to current document to yes. Then start scanning. The new material is added to the document displayed on the screen. Automatic convert. When turned on, this control causes the conversion process, see convert menu, to start automatically when a scanned document is saved. The setting displays the conversion format for the scanned document when you turn on this option. The conversion format is displayed only for reference. You must set the conversion format in the convert menu. To automatically convert a document after it's scanned, go to the convert menu and answer all the questions. Do not press enter after answering the automatic external program question. Instead, press escape and then begin scanning. All settings in the convert menu are used. This means that if you set the printer output to a printer port, the automatic convert option goes to the printer. It's best to use this option for ASCII or Braille conversion, reading on page 45. Note, if automatic external program in the convert menu is on and automatic convert is turned on, the external program will be executed immediately after the current document is automatically converted. Page size. This control lets you tell Oscar the size of the page you're scanning. This is useful for setting borders and cutting down on the amount of space used on the disk to store the scanned pages. When you set borders, see borders, Oscar sets those borders from the edges of the page size you selected in the page size menu. Also, if you're scanning pages that are smaller than 8.5 by 11 inches, telling Oscar the new dimensions saves on disk space. Normally, Oscar assumes a standard page and leaves blank spaces where there is no text. If Oscar is told to scan a smaller page, less blank areas are scanned using less space on the disk. The settings are full scan. This is the default setting. Oscar scans the full size of the scanner window. When this setting is selected, you cannot set borders. Letter. This setting tells Oscar you're using standard 8.5 by 11 inch page. When you select this setting, you can set borders. Legal. This setting tells Oscar you're using a standard 8.5 by 14 inch legal size page. When you select this setting, you can set borders. Note, if you plan to scan pages longer than 11 inches, you must have the automatic document feeder installed on your scanner. A4. This setting tells Oscar you're using a European standard page. When you select this setting, you can set borders. Other. This setting lets you define the size of the page. When you use this setting and exit the Modify Settings menu, Oscar asks for page length and page width. Type the new length and press Enter. Then type the width and press Enter. When you select this setting, you can set borders. Borders. Oscar normally assumes that you're scanning a full page. You can use the borders control to tell Oscar to scan smaller areas of the page. For example, some documents have lines of text at the top and bottom of each page. Often these indicate the date and the name of the document. If you don't want your scanner to read these headers and footers, such as running titles or names at the top or the bottom of the page, from your original document, you can reset the top and bottom measurements, reading on page 46. To change a setting, set borders to Yes. You can decrease the page size to a 2x2 inch area. Borders are set relative to the page orientation, so set borders for a portrait or landscape page. The top always refers to the top of your document in the specific orientation. Remember to reset the borders if you change page orientation. Note, if Oscar detects that the page orientation is not correct and reverses the page, it ignores the border settings. This is to prevent having to rescan the document. When set to Yes, Oscar displays the following menu. Border at left, 0.00 inches. Border at right, 0.00 inches. Border at top, 0.00 inches. Border at bottom, 0.00 inches. Use the up and down arrow keys to select the appropriate border and type in the scanning boundary as measured from the edge of the page. For example, to scan only the right column of a two-column portrait page on letter-sized paper, two steps. 1. Select the left setting. 2. Type 4.25 and press Enter. The scanner will ignore the left side of the page. Values must be in inches for the English language version of Oscar, and you must use decimal points for fractions of inches. Foreign language versions of Oscar will use millimeters in place of inches. Advanced Scan Settings. This menu is used to change advanced settings Oscar uses to scan documents. You can tell Oscar what scanning mode to use and whether to recognize only numbers or letters. This menu also lets you choose what languages Oscar should use when scanning and recognizing a document. From this menu, you can set scanning mode, alpha or numeric, language, and additional language. Reading on page 47. Scanning mode. This control lets you select different ways of scanning materials. The default setting lets you scan and recognize one page at a time. Other settings let you scan several documents or pages at once, then recognize all the material later. You can also use this setting to tell Oscar to scan or recognize image files. Oscar normally performs two different tasks when you tell it to read something. The first step is scanning the document. Oscar scans the page and saves a file on disk that contains an image of the page. The second step is to recognize the image file. This often takes longer because Oscar must look at each character and try to decipher what the character is. In this menu, you select the scanning mode. When you select Scanning and Recognizing from the main menu, Oscar performs the appropriate steps. A note about batch scanning. Whenever scanning a batch, Oscar creates temporary files on the disk. Because of this, you must recognize the first batch before you begin another batch. If you try to start another batch job before you've recognized the first batch, Oscar asks if you want to delete the old batch or append the new information to the old batch. The settings are recognize each page. This is the default setting for Oscar. Oscar scans each page and immediately begins recognizing it. Scanning and recognition occur one page at a time. Single-sided batch. This setting processes a batch of single-sided pages. Oscar does not begin recognition until all the pages have been scanned. Double-sided batch. This setting is best used with an automatic document feeder. It scans first one side of a stack of pages, then you turn the stack over and replace it on the ADF. Oscar scans the second side of the stack. Oscar does not begin recognition until all pages have been scanned. Oscar then collates the scanned pages and produces a document in the correct order. If you have more than 20 pages, separate the pages into groups of 20. Scan all the front sides of all the groups starting at the beginning of the document. Then scan all the back sides, starting with the last group. Batch with job separators. This setting allows you to scan several different documents in one batch. Separate each document with a blank page. When Oscar is done scanning the batch, it recognizes each document and saves it in a separate file. When you select Scan and Recognize, Oscar asks for a series name, reading on page 48. Enter a four-character name for the batch. Oscar names each document in series with the four-character name, a dash, and a number. For example, you might give a series of memos the name Memo, M-E-M-O. The first document would be called Memo-01. The second would be called Memo-02, and so forth. Recognize last batch. This setting recognizes the last batch scanned. After you've selected this option, select Scan and Recognize from the main menu, and Oscar will recognize the last batch you scanned. From Image Files on Disk. This setting allows you to recognize image files from sources other than the scanner. If a file is saved in black and white, binary TIFF format, and contains text, you can use the Scan and Recognize command, and Oscar will ask for the name of the image file. Type the name of the file, including the path, and press Enter. Oscar supports the asterisk wildcard when entering a file name here. Before Oscar will recognize fax files, they must be converted to fine mode 200 by 200 DPI TIFF files. To image files. This setting allows you to save scanned files as an image file. When you select this setting and press Escape, Oscar displays the following menu. Image format, colon, image type, colon, resolution, colon. The choices for image format are PCX, PC Paintbrush Ventura, TIFF G3 from PageMaker Binary, TIFF PackBits used in PageMaker Dither, TIFF G4, TIFF Uncompressed, Tactile Graphics used in VersaPoint, or Tactile Graphics from Everest. The choices for image type are binary, 16-level gray, 256-level gray, coarse fatting dither, fine fatting dither, Bayer dither, or vertical line dither. The choices for resolution are 012, 014, 024, 033, 075, 100, 150, 200, 240, or 300. In most cases, select the image format for one that you can use with your graphics editing software. If you plan to later try recognizing the file, choose a TIFF image format, binary for the image type, and a 200 or 300 resolution. Otherwise, you'll have to try various settings to see which produces the best image. You should also select the highest resolution for your scanner, although you may want to use different resolutions for different results. If you plan to recognize the image later, a resolution of 300 usually works best, reading on page 49. If you want to create an embossed image on a VersaPoint or Everest embosser, select one of the tactile graphic image formats. Use a resolution of 012 for a full page. Other resolutions affect the size of the scanner area that can be represented on a standard Braille page. Standard 11 by 11.5 inch Braille paper is required for tactile graphics output. The following table illustrates resolutions to corresponding page sizes and their exact dimensions. The table consists of 3 columns and 4 rows of information. The columns are labeled resolution, approximate size, and dimensions, reading across line 1, 12 dots per inch, letter wide by B5 high, dimensions, and the dimensions are 8.5 by 9 5/8 inches. For 14 dpi resolution, the approximate size is B5 wide by 8.5 inches high, the dimensions are 7.25 by 8.25 inches. At 24 dpi resolution, 4.25 inches wide by 4.75 inches high, no dimensions are given. At 33 dpi resolution, this is business card size, 3 by 3.5 inches. End of the table. Return to text. A note about grayscale images. The only image format that supports grayscales is PCX. If you select an image format other than PCX, you can still select the image type as grayscale, but Oscar uses the first dither setting instead. Alpha or numeric. This control sets the way Oscar tries to recognize characters and numbers. In some cases, numbers may be recognized as characters, or characters may be recognized as numbers. For example, the numeral 1 and the lowercase letter L are sometimes confused. If you know your text contains only numbers or only text, you can use this control to increase the accuracy of the scan. The settings are both. This is the default setting. Oscar recognizes both characters and numbers. Numeric, with this setting, Oscar tries to recognize everything as numbers. And Alpha, with this setting, Oscar tries to recognize everything as text characters with no numbers. Language. Use this control to tell Oscar what set of letters and accent marks to use during recognition. The choices are English, Danish, Dutch, French, German, Irish Gaelic, Italian, Norwegian, Portuguese, Spanish, and Swedish. Reading on page 50. Additional language. The default setting for this option is none. If you're scanning a document that contains words or letters from a second language, set this option to that language. Scan and recognize. When you select this option, Oscar begins scanning the page on the scanner, or begins recognizing previously scanned material. See Advanced Scan Settings for information about setting scanning modes. If you use an automatic document feeder, see Appendix C, Oscar automatically scans up to 20 pages. When the stack is completed, Oscar asks if you want to stop or continue scanning. Depending on scanning mode set in the Advanced Settings Scan Settings menu, you will get different responses from Oscar as it scans and recognizes text. Below is each of the scanning modes and the responses you'll get. Recognize each page. Without an automatic document feeder, you're normally prompted at the end of each page, whether or not you're done with the document. You may prevent these interruptions every page by following these 5 steps. Step 1. Wait to be told, ready for next page, press R when replaced. Step 2. Take out the current page and place the next page on the scanner while recognition is still in process. Step 3. Press the R key. Step 4. As soon as Oscar is ready to start scanning the next page, it will do so without asking your permission. Step 5. If Oscar finishes recognizing one page before you have a chance to replace it on the scanner and type R, a menu will pop up asking you what you want to do. Type C for continue when the next page is positioned on the scanner. Reading on page 51. Single-sided batch. At the end of each page or at the end of each batch, if you're using the automatic document feeder, Oscar prompts you with the following menu. Continue scanning. Stop scanning. Press C to continue scanning a new page or batch of pages. If you're done scanning a document, press S to stop scanning. When you stop scanning, Oscar asks if you want to start recognition. Press Y to start recognizing the batch. Once Oscar has started recognizing the batch, you can use the reading commands to begin reading through the document. If you press N when asked to recognize the batch, Oscar returns you to the main Oscar menu. From here, you can continue with whatever Oscar functions you like. However, you will not be able to perform any batch scanning without adding the new material to the current batch or erasing the current batch until this batch has been recognized. Double-sided batch. At the end of each page or at the end of each batch, if you're using the ADF, Oscar prompts you with the menu, continue scanning, turn document over, or stop scanning. Press C to continue scanning a new page or batch of pages. Press T if you're done with the first side of the batch and have just turned the document over. If you're done scanning a document, press S to stop scanning. When you stop scanning, Oscar asks if you want to start recognition. Press Y to start recognizing the batch. Once Oscar has started recognizing the batch, you can use the reading commands to begin reading through the document. If you press N when asked to recognize the batch, Oscar returns you to the main Oscar menu. From here, you can continue with whatever Oscar functions you like. However, you will not be able to perform any batch scanning without adding the new material to the current batch or erasing the current batch until this batch has been recognized. Reading on page 52. Batch with job separators. Before you begin this batch job, Oscar asks for a series name. The series name must be a 1-4 character name. When Oscar recognizes the batch, it breaks the document up into separate files whenever a blank page occurs. Oscar assigns the name plus a number, starting with -01 to each job. At the end of each page or at the end of each batch, if you're using the automatic document feeder, Oscar prompts you with the menu, continue scanning, or stop scanning. Press C to continue scanning a new page or batch of pages. If you're done scanning a document, press S to stop scanning. When you stop scanning, Oscar asks if you want to start recognition. Press Y to start recognizing the batch. Once Oscar has started recognizing the batch, you can use the reading commands to begin reading through the document. However, when using batch separators, you can only preview and read the current document. Oscar clears the screen when it moves to the next document in the batch. If you press N when asked to recognize the batch, Oscar returns you to the main Oscar menu. From here, you can continue with whatever Oscar functions you like. However, you will not be able to perform any batch scanning without adding the new material to the current batch or erasing the current batch until this batch has been recognized. recognize last batch. This option tells Oscar to begin recognizing the last batch scanned. If you scan the last batch using job separators, Oscar asks for a series name. The series name must be a 1-4 character name. When Oscar recognizes the batch, it breaks the document up into separate files whenever a blank page occurs. Oscar assigns the name plus a number, starting with -01, to each job. Once Oscar has started recognizing the batch, you can use the reading commands to begin reading through the document. However, when using batch separators, you can only preview and read the current document. Oscar clears the screen when it moves to the next document in the batch. Reading on page 53. From image files on disk. When you've selected this option from the Scanning Modes menu, Oscar asks for a file name when you choose a Scan and Recognize from the main menu. This should be the name of a file on disk that you want to recognize. Type the file name, including the path, and press Enter. You can use Preview and read commands while Oscar is recognizing each page of the document. To image files. Before you begin, Oscar asks for a series name, including the path. The series name must be a 1-4 character name. When Oscar scans the batch, it treats each image as a separate file. Oscar assigns the name plus a number, starting with -01, to each page. At the end of each page, or at the end of each batch, if you're using the automatic document feeder, Oscar prompts you with the following menu: continue scanning or stop scanning. Press C to continue scanning a new page or batch of pages. If you're done scanning a document, press S to stop scanning. Convert menu. Once you've scanned and recognized a document, you can convert it to a format you desire, such as Grade 2 Braille, ASCII, or a word processor document. This menu lets you set several conversion options. Convert current document. This control selects whether or not to convert the document you've just scanned. When yes is selected, Oscar asks for a name for the document if you haven't already saved it. If you have saved it, Oscar saves the file under the same name with an appropriate extension, such as TXT for ASCII files, DOC for WordPerfect, and so forth. Select No for this option if you want to convert a document scanned and saved earlier. When you select No, Oscar later asks for the name of the document you wish to convert. Remember, when asked for a file name, you can use the up or down arrow keys to move through a list of file names. Press Enter to select the displayed file name. You can also type the name of the desired file and press Enter. Reading on page 54. Convert to. Use this control to display a list of supported applications for conversion. Use the left and right arrow keys to select an application for conversion, or you can press the first letter of the application to move to the first one starting with that letter. To get to the Braille translator, press B or the left arrow from the ASCII selection. Following is a partial list of conversion types supported by Oscar. For a full list of external application file types supported by Oscar, see Chapter 1. ASCII. When you convert a file to plain ASCII format, carriage returns are saved at the end of each line in your document. ASCII no CR. If you want CRs, carriage returns, removed from between lines of the same paragraph, use the ASCII no CR setting. When an ASCII file converted with this setting is read by most word processors, the paragraphs will be word wrapped to fit within paragraph margins. ASCII rejustified. Use this setting to print a document directly to an embosser without translating to grade 1 or grade 2. This setting will rejustify line lengths to fit the line length of the embosser. Convert to Braille. The Braille option appears only if you told Oscar in the install program that you're using a Braille translator. Oscar supports the Duxbury and Hot Dots translators. When you select Braille, another menu appears. Translation, page length in lines, line length in characters. Rename HD dollar sign or TXT to TX dollar sign, sideways, and number of copies from 0 to 99. The settings for each of these items is translation. This selects the translation type. Your choices are grade 1 and grade 2. If you're using the Duxbury translator, you have two additional choices, PIM Braille grade 1 and PIM Braille grade 2. Page length in lines sets the lines per page you want brailled on your Braille embosser. Line length in characters sets the characters per line you want brailled on your Braille embosser. Rename HD dollar sign or TXT to TX dollar sign. This option allows you to rename intermediate Braille files so they have a TX dollar sign extension and can be viewed, edited, or printed from other Oscar menus. Reading on page 55. Sideways. Turn sideways printing on or off on Telesensory's VersaPoint Brailler. Number of copies from 0 to 99. The maximum file size is 30K for a VersaPoint and 400K for an Everest printer. Any files larger than the maximum allowed size will only print one copy of the document, regardless of what this option is set to. Unrecognize text marker. You can select a character that Oscar puts in front of words or letters it's unsure of. This setting also affects the same option in the Modify Scan Settings menu. The choices for this menu are None, Tilde, Asterisk, and Each Sign. The default setting is None. Printer Output. Use this option to send the converted output to a printer and save it on disk. When disk is selected, conversion output is saved to disk only. Only ASCII or Grade 2 files should be sent to print. When printing to COM ports, they should be initialized with DOS mode command before running Oscar. The options are disk, PRN, LPT1, LPT2, LPT3, COM1, COM2, COM3, and COM4. If automatic convert in the Modify Scan Settings menu is set to yes, Oscar will send the output to the port specified in this control. If you select the PRN option, Oscar spools the output if you have loaded the DOS print program before starting Oscar. This frees up the computer while the file is being printed. Directory for output. This control sets where Oscar stores its converted files. Oscar normally stores all files in the directory from where you started Oscar, or in the directory specified by the Change Directory option in the Files menu, on page 56. When you select a directory here, Oscar still stores all its temporary files in the current or specified directory, but all converted files are stored in the entered directory. For example, this allows you to save all the converted files into your word processor's data directory if you'd like. Automatic external program. This control automatically runs the entered program when Oscar finishes converting a document. If you have automatic printing set, then Oscar prints the file before running the program. Use this option to automatically run your word processor when you've finished converting a file. If your word processor supports loading files from the command line, you can have Oscar automatically load the converted file into your word processor. Caution! If you run out of memory when the external program runs, add a plus sign to the beginning of the external application name or batch file you want to load. For example, if you want to automatically run WordPerfect when Oscar finishes converting a file, move to the automatic external program prompt and type plus sign WP. The next time you convert a file, Oscar automatically runs WordPerfect. If you want Oscar to run WordPerfect and load the converted file, type plus sign WP space percent sign. Remember to put a space before the percent sign. The percent sign causes Oscar to substitute the name of the file for WordPerfect to load. Tip: you may want to create a batch file that loads particular speech synthesizer settings, starts your word processor, and then restores the speech settings before returning to Oscar. In place of the name of the word processor in the automatic external program setting, you would put the name of the batch file followed by a percent sign. Files menu. Use the Files menu to change directories, save, delete, and rename files, and view scanned and converted documents. The Files menu is SCVATPDRF. These letters stand for S, Save Current Document, C, Change Directory, V, View Scanned Document, A, ASCII View Document, T, Translate to Braille, P, Print ASCII, D, Delete File, R, Rename File, and F, Free Disk Bytes. On page 57. Select a menu choice by typing a letter or using the up and down arrow keys to select a choice, then press Enter. Save Current Document. Use this control to name the current document. When selected, Oscar asks for document name, colon. Type the document name without an extension. Oscar adds the extension automatically. You make this selection anytime after scanning is started. If you do not save the document during scanning, you will be prompted later to do so. You can also make this selection if you deferred saving the document earlier. Change directory. Use this control to change the current directory. When selected, Oscar asks for new directory, colon. Enter the new directory name. This affects all options in the Files menu and the Settings menu. Any saves, deletions, viewing, or renaming is done from the directory selected by this option. You'll also be placed in the selected directory when you exit Oscar. View Scanned Document. Use this control to view any scanned document that has been saved. See Viewing Commands in this chapter. Oscar asks for Existing Document Name, colon. Enter the document name and press Enter. Remember, you can use the up or down arrow keys to move through a list of file names in the current directory. Press Enter to select the displayed file name. Reading on page 58. ASCII View Document. Use this control to view any scanned document that has been converted to ASCII or Braille. See Viewing Commands in this chapter. Oscar asks for Existing Document Name, colon. Enter the document name and press Enter. Remember, you can use the up or down arrow keys to move through a list of file names in the current directory. Press Enter to select the displayed file name. You can use this command to view any document that has the letters TX as the first two letters of the extension. Oscar saves all ASCII conversions with the extension TXT and all Braille conversions with the extensions TX1, TX2, TXA, TXB, and TX dollar sign. Tactile graphics embosser files are saved with the TXG extension. When you use Oscar to create Braille files, it automatically creates text files with special extensions. Files with a .tx1 extension are grade 1 files. Files with a .tx2 extension are grade 2 files. Files with a .txa extension are Duxbury PIM Braille grade 1 files. Files with a .txb extension are Duxbury PIM Braille grade 2 files. Files with a .tx dollar sign extension are intermediate Braille files that may contain formatting codes but have not yet been translated. Translate to Braille. With this option, you can translate any ASCII document in the current directory to Braille using either Duxbury or Hot Dots. The resulting file will have the same name as the original, but the extension will be TX1 for grade 1, TX2 for grade 2, TXA for Duxbury grade 1 PIM, or TXB for Duxbury grade 2 PIM. If you want to edit a file before you translate it, you should first convert it to your word processor, then edit it and save it from your word processor. For Duxbury, you must print the file to disk, saving it with a TXT extension before translating. Use this selection to translate your edited file to Braille. Your translated file is also stored in ASCII, so it too can be examined using ASCII View or printed. When you select this option, Oscar asks, existing document name, colon. Type the document name or use the up and down arrow keys to select from a list of files in the current directory. When the correct file is shown, press Enter. Next, Oscar asks for where to send the output. Use the up and down arrow keys to select a port or translate the file to disk, reading on page 59. Print ASCII. This option sends output to a printer or saves it on disk. You can print ASCII grade 2 or tactile graphics files. When selected, Oscar asks, file ending in .tx asterisk colon. Either type in a file name or use the up and down arrow keys to select a file from the current directory. When the correct file is shown, press Enter. Next, Oscar asks where to send the output. Use the up and down arrow keys to select a port or print the file to disk. Delete file. Use this control to delete a saved file. Oscar asks, existing file name, colon. Enter the file name and press Enter. Remember, you can use the up or down arrow keys to move through a list of the first 150 file names in the current directory. Once you've pressed the up or down arrow, you can cycle through all the file names that begin with a particular letter by pressing that letter. Press Enter when the desired file name is displayed. Rename file. Use this control to rename a saved file. Oscar asks, existing file name, colon. Enter the document name and press Enter. Remember, you can use the up or down arrow keys to move through a list of file names in the current directory. Press Enter to select the displayed file name. Oscar then asks, new name, colon. Type the new name and press Enter. Free disk bytes. This option reports the number of free bytes left on the disk containing the Oscar directory. This is the disk most likely to fill up with images, since Oscar is the directory where batch images are placed. This option also displays the number of free bytes on your current disk if it's different from the one containing the Oscar directory, reading on page 60. Settings menu. All configuration settings can be saved, retrieved, or discarded. The settings menu is SRD. These letters stand for S, Save Current Settings, R, Retrieve Settings, D, Discard Settings. Select a menu choice by typing a letter or using the up and down arrow keys to select a choice, then press Enter. Save Current Settings. This control saves all the current settings. When selected, Oscar asks for New Settings Name, colon. Enter the configuration name and press Enter. This saves all settings under the entered file name. If you want to change the default settings, save the settings with the name Oscar. Then every time you start Oscar, it loads these settings automatically. Retrieve settings. This control retrieves any previously saved settings. When selected, Oscar asks for existing settings name, colon. Enter the configuration name and press Enter. Remember, you can use the up or down arrow keys to move through a list of file names. Press Enter to select the displayed file name. If you like, you can have Oscar load a configuration file automatically when you start the program with the /F: startup command. See page 38 for more information. Discard settings. This control deletes a configuration file. When selected, Oscar asks for existing settings name, colon. Enter the configuration name and press Enter. Remember, you can use the up or down arrow keys to move through a list of file names. Press Enter to select the displayed file name. Oscar asks for confirmation before it deletes the settings. Reading on page 61. Other menu. Use the Other menu to halt scanning, erase a page from a scanned document, and run other programs. The Other menu is HER. These letters stand for H, halt scanning and recognition, E, erase this page, R, run external program. Select a menu choice by typing a letter or using the up and down arrow keys to select a choice and then pressing enter. Halt scanning. This command halts all scanning and recognition. Any material already recognized can be saved. Use this option if you want to halt a bad scan, throw away what you're scanning, or stop scanning to save material before the end of a page. This command only has an effect if the status menu says the scanner is busy. Erase this page. Use this control to erase any page of a currently or previously scanned file. Oscar prompts you with the page number you are about to erase and asks for confirmation. Oscar will not erase the only remaining page of a file. You must first save, then delete the file. Any conversion files associated with this file are also automatically deleted since they do not accurately reflect the contents of the document anymore. Run external program. Use this control to run another program from within Oscar. When selected, Oscar asks for program colon. Enter the name of the program you want to run. When you exit the program, you are returned to Oscar. To get a DOS prompt, enter command as the name of the program you want to run. To return to Oscar, type exit and press enter twice at the DOS prompt. If you don't have enough memory when you try to run an external program, put a plus sign before the name of the external application you want to run. Reading on page 62. This command is extremely useful for editing files after they've been converted. When prompted for a program name, you could enter the name of your word processor program and edit the converted file. Use the status menu, F3, to find out the full name of the most recently converted file. Status menu, F3. Press function key 3, F3, to activate the status menu. This screen is not actually a menu, as you cannot change any of the information displayed. However, you can read through the status information by pressing the up and down arrow keys, as you do at other menus. This screen provides information about what is currently happening in the Oscar system. Oscar is idle, busy, scanning. This item on the menu indicates the status of Oscar. If the Oscar is busy, it is currently scanning or recognizing text material. If idle, the scanning and recognition are complete. You can replace the page if the scanner status is idle. Viewing page. This item shows the current page number you're viewing with Oscar. Pages recognized. This item shows the total number of pages recognized, including blank pages. Current document, not saved. If the current document has been saved, this item will show the name it was saved under. If the current document has not been saved, this says not saved. Found orientation, portrait landscape, reverse portrait, reverse landscape. This item shows the current page orientation. If you have detect orientation set to detect reverse or full detection, this item will tell you the orientation Oscar finally arrived at. Reading on page 63. Last series. This item shows the last name used to save a batch of separated jobs or scanned images. If the field is blank, you have not saved a series during this Oscar session. Last converted. This item shows the file name of the last file converted. The extension indicates the type of conversion done. Saving documents. Oscar gives you four opportunities to save a document. Below are descriptions of when these opportunities occur and what your responses should be. 1. During scanning. You can go to the Save Current Document item in the Files menu and name the file. It will be saved using that name when you finish scanning the document. 2. If you haven't indicated during scanning that you want to save the document from the Files menu, at the end of each scan page or batch of pages, you're prompted with CSD. C for Continue Scanning Next Page, S for Save Document and Stop Scanning, D for Defer Save and Stop Scanning. These options allow you to continue scanning, stop and save what you've already scanned, or stop scanning and decide whether you want to save later. 3. If you select Defer Save above, then anytime after you quit scanning, you can go to the Files menu and select Save Current Document. 4. At any time, if you're about to lose scanned material without having saved it, you're prompted to save the material. If you say yes, enter a file name. If you say no, material is lost. This occurs when you are about to quit Oscar, scan a new document, or view a scanned document different from the current document. This also occurs if you run an external program using the plus sign option. Reading on page 64. Viewing commands. These commands are used to read the viewed document on the screen. They work whether you're using speech, braille, or large print as your access. There are four sets of commands. General commands, speech access commands with Vert Plus or SoftVert, word wrap braille reading commands, and tabular reading commands, braille, and speech. Large print access would typically use off of the Braille commands. Each of the commands is described in more detail below. General commands, help, F1, activates the context-sensitive help function. The context-sensitive help provides you with information about the current menu item you're using. You can press F1 at any time. Status menu, F3, brings up the Ask Your Status menu. See page 62 for more information about the status menu. Quit, Q, quits Oscar. If you haven't saved the most recently scanned document, Oscar asks if you would like to save it. Beginning or end of page, home, end. Moves the reading cursor to the beginning or end of the page. Go to page number sign, N is home. Moves the reading cursor to the page to the beginning of page N. Go to line number sign, NGL. Moves the reading cursor to the beginning of line N. Go to column number sign, NGC. Moves the reading cursor to column N, reading page 65. Previous, next page. Page up, page down. Moves the reading cursor to the beginning of the previous or next page. Beginning or end of document. Control home, control end. Moves the reading cursor to the beginning or end of the document. Announce function, slash or question mark, announces the function of the next key pressed. Note, there is an easy-to-use slash on the number pad. Return to position, comma or less than sign, which is a left-pointing arrow. Return to the position of the reading cursor prior to the most recent command. Find, lowercase f or uppercase f. Find text in the document. The lowercase f does a case-insensitive find. The uppercase f does a case-sensitive find. Find works by searching for the first occurrence of the text you type after you give the find command. When you type the first letter of the search string, Oscar jumps to the first occurrence of that letter. As you type each of the next letters, Oscar continues to jump to the next occurrence of the string of letters. Press Enter to exit the search mode. If you want to back up and correct the search string, Oscar will move back through the text as you erase it letter by letter. When you finish entering the search string, Oscar should already be on the first occurrence of that string. To move through the text to the next occurrence of the search string, press the down arrow key. In Braille mode only, you can line the found text up with the left or right edge of the display by pressing the left or right arrow key. Next screen, the asterisk on a 10-key keypad, moves Oscar to the next screen of information. Use only with View 2 or speech access other than Vert or Screen Reader. Reading on page 66. Normally, Oscar is document-oriented, automatically moving to the next screen of information when it reaches the end of one screen. However, when in View 2 mode with Navigator or using speech access other than Vert and Screen Reader, Oscar becomes screen-oriented. In order to move to the next screen, you must press the asterisk key on the 10-key keypad. Top of the current screen. Control asterisk on a 10-key pad. Use this command only when Oscar is screen-oriented. See the command Next Screen above for more information. Speech access commands. Note, speech commands are dependent on the capabilities of the synthesizer and the screen navigation program you're using. If you're not using telesensory speech products, you should review the screen with the commands for your particular software package. Previous or next character, left arrow, right arrow, reads the previous or next character of the document. Use these commands to check the spelling of a word. Previous or next word, control left arrow or control right arrow, reads the previous or next word of the document. Use these commands to read through a document word by word. Previous or next sentence, control up arrow, control down arrow, read the previous or next sentence of the document. This command may not always read a complete sentence as it tries to read from punctuation mark to punctuation mark. If no end of sentence punctuation is found, it will stop reading after 12 lines. Note, some keyboards do not support these key strokes. Alternative commands are E for previous sentence and X for next sentence. Repeat, numeric 5, the 5 key on a 10-key keypad. Repeat the current character, word, or line. This command repeats the last command given. If you're in a menu, this command repeats the menu item currently selected. Note, some keyboards do not support this keystroke. Alternative command is Enter. This will repeat the current character, word, or line. There is no alternative command to repeat a menu item. Reading on page 67. Read continuously with sentence pause. Insert. Start continuous speaking. Vert reads the entire document, pausing at the end of each sentence until stopped by pressing the spacebar. If Vert is not present, Oscar displays the next screen of text. Read continuously with line pause. 1. Insert. Start continuous speaking. Vert reads the entire document, pausing at the end of each line until stopped by pressing the space bar. If Vert is not present, Oscar displays the next screen of text. Stop speaking. Space. Stop speaking. This command will make Vert stop speaking. Word wrap braille reading commands. These commands are for Navigator only and use the Navigator front panel keys. Previous or next display, right panel, left, or right. Move to the previous or next full display. This command will display full words only if word wrap is on. Previous or next paragraph, right panel, up or down. Moves the display to the beginning of the previous or next paragraph. Word wrap on or off, execute. Turns word wrap on or off. When word wrap is on, the braille display will show whole words only. When word wrap is off, Oscar splits words that do not fit on the display. You should turn word wrap off for tabular reading. See below. Tabular reading commands, braille and speech. These commands are used to read formatted tables in braille or speech. Previous or next line, up, up arrow and down arrow. Moves up and down one line and reads the entire line. The reading cursor remains in the same horizontal position. Reading on page 68. Top or bottom of page. Minus sign or plus sign on the 10-key keypad. Moves to the top or bottom of the page. The reading cursor remains in the same horizontal position. Left or right number sign of characters. N, left arrow or right arrow. Moves the reading cursor to the left or right N characters. Beginning or end of line. Control minus sign or control plus sign. Use the 10-key keypad plus and minus keys. Moves the reading cursor to the beginning or end of a line. Note, some keyboards do not support these keystrokes. Alternative commands are B for beginning of line and N for end of line. Scanning commands. The following commands control the scanner or Oscar's menus. They can all be given while viewing a document. Main menu, F2, brings up the Oscar main menu. See page 39 for more information about the Oscar menus. Replaced page, R. Tells Oscar you have replaced the page on the flatbed scanner when Oscar has completed scanning the previous page. Enter this command only in response to the ready for next page, press R when replaced prompt.